This is Twit.
Big week this week. Mostly, I think, because Apple did their announcement, which I think I feel that the majority of the products we expected to be announced weren't. And mostly this was about the MacBook Air. I think it was probably the most important thing, or the thing that will be bought by the most the largest number of humans who operate with the OS X lifestyle. 13-inch with Retina display is looking particularly compelling. $1,299, $1,399 version. So it's your basic 13.3-inch backlit IPS display, 2560 by 1600. Gives you a Retina-ish 227 pixels per inch. That's a fine resolution or pixel density for a screen. But given that we're looking at like Pixel 3 phones with something upwards of 500 pixels per inch, seems a little less dense than it would have not too long ago. By the way, the Pixel 3, by all counts, a fantastic phone. I won't get into that at the moment. I was a little underwhelmed by the MacBook Air's processors, 1.6 gigahertz dual core Intel Core i5. Turbo boost up to 3.6 gigahertz, 4 megabytes of L3 cache. They have the inexpensive version of this comes with a 128 gigabyte PCIe SSD, double that. And I would say for most people, I would try to pony up for the $1,399 version, if for no other reason than you get twice as much storage. Both of them come from the factory with 8 gigabytes of DDR RAM or DDR3. You can get up to 16 gigabytes in it, which is pretty nice for a sub-3-pound laptop. They're claiming up to 12 hours of wireless web, i.e. work usage, and up to 13 hours of movie playback if you're doing MPEG-4 iTunes movies. It's an interesting design. People seem to be really – one, it took forever to kind of do this. Two, it's kind of a MacBook Pro Lite. It's in terms of the design aesthetic. It's kind of a MacBook with a taper, which is what I think makes it the Air now. USB-C, which is nice. Touch ID. It's funny because I feel like on some level an XPS or a Yoga Killer this isn't, given the only processor option on this laptop. I do love that it supports Thunderbolt 3 eGPUs. Those are external GPUs. Two USB-C ports, which support charging, display ports, Thunderbolt up to 40 gigabits per second, and of course USB-C 3.1 Gen 2, which is up to 10 gigabits per second. And it has a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, which I am down with. This is probably the MacBook, I think it was The Verge or somebody, was basically, this is the MacBook most people should buy. And I can't really argue with that.